بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز عليه ما عنتم، حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم: بدلاء أمتي لا يدخلون الجنة بكثرة صلاة ولا صيام، ولكن يرحمهم الله تعالى بسلامة الصدور وسخاوة النفس والرحمة لجميع المسلمين، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable scholars, respected brothers and elders, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one narration of Musnad Ahmad, إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ عَلَيَّ صَلَاةً. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the person to enjoy the privilege of being the closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be that person who recited the most durood upon me. So let us begin by reciting durood sharif. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Friends and elders, it can be said without the fear of contradiction or any doubt that it is the embedded desire of every believer to come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and likewise to get entrance into Jannah. And coupled with this, to our advantage is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us many avenues to get to this Jannah. We learn from the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that there are different various doors of Jannah designated for different groups of people. So those that would fast in abundance, they have a special designated door known as Rayyan. لَا يَدْخُلُهَا إِلَّا الصَّائِمُونَ. Those that kept fast in the month of Ramadan and out of the month of Ramadan, they will enter from this door. In essence, Allah has given us various avenues to acquire this Jannah. It is the kindness of Allah. Abu Dahdah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu one day makes his presence in the noble company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Upon the revelation of the verse, مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي يُقْرِضُ اللَّهَ قَرْضًا حَسَنًا فَيُضَاعِفَهُ لَهُ وَلَهُ أَجْرٌ كَرِيمٌ. Who is there to give a loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Abu Dahdah radiyallahu anhu comes to the presence of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam and he poses the question, Ya Rasul Allah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْتَقْرِضُنَا وَهُوَ غَنِيٌّ عَنِ الْقَرْضِ. O Nabi of Allah, do I understand the implications of this ayah correctly? Allah is asking us for a loan, but we know Allah does not need our wealth. Allah does not need our time. Allah does not need our ibadat. Allah does not need our salah. So O Nabi of Allah, Allah is asking us for a loan. I don't understand the context of this verse. Allah does not need our wealth. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, you have it right. Allah does not need your wealth. Na'am. يُرِيدُ أَن يُدْخِلَكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah is just giving you an added opportunity to enter Jannah. Allah doesn't need your wealth, but through spending in the path of Allah, Allah has opened yet another avenue for you to enter Jannah. He says, O Nabi of Allah, if that's the case, I want this Jannah. وَاللَّهِ إِنَّ لِي حَدِيقَتَيْنِ إِحْدَاهُمَا بِالسَّافِلَةِ وَالْأُخْرَى بِالْعَالِيَةِ أَقْرَضْتُهُمَا لِلَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, I own nothing besides two gardens. One is in a place called Safila, one is in a place called Aliyah. I have given both on the name of Allah in charity. All I want that you must promise my entry and my family's entry into Jannah. Nabi alayhi salam said, you give it, Allah will give you Jannah. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam went on and said, my advice to you is give one in the path of Allah, and leave the other one as a means of income for you and your family. وَالْأُخْرَى دَعْهَا مَعِيشَةً لَكَ وَلِعِيَالِكَ. So he went on to say, he said, O Prophet of Allah, if your advice is to give one in the path of Allah, then I make you my witness, the better of the two gardens on the name of Allah. The better of the two gardens on the name of Allah. He returns home to his wife who was reclining and relaxing in that garden with her children. That very same garden which he had given on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, food for thought for our sisters. What was the iman of the entire family of that time? That a man could give half his wealth. Nay, he intended giving his entire wealth without consulting his wife. Knowing very well that my wife will acknowledge my sadqah and my charity. One sahabi is going out to earn, his wife calls him and tells him, إِيَّاكَ وَكَسْبِ الْحَرَامِ فَإِنَّا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى الْجُوعِ وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَى عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمِ. Listen, my husband, you are going out to earn. May Allah bless you with barakat. Do me a favor, bring only that into my house which is 100% halal. Bring only that into my house which is 100% halal. If you are unable to provide me with halal provision, then I will persevere in that hunger, penury and difficulty. I am able to persevere in the hunger of this world. وَلَا نَصْبِرُ عَلَىٰ عَذَابِ جَهَنَّمِ. However, I cannot persevere the torment of the day of Qiyamah. So he enters that garden that he had given on the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He then sings few couplets to his wife, telling her to leave this garden. We have now given this garden on the name of Allah. He said, هَدَاكِ رَبِّي سُبُلَ الرَّشَادِ هَدَاكِ رَبِّي سُبُلَ الرَّشَادِ إِلَى سَبِيلِ الْخَيْرِ وَالسَّدَادِ بَيْنِي مِنَ الْحَائِطِ بِالْوَدَادِ فَقَدْ مَضَى قَرْضًا إِلَى التَّنَادِ أَقْرَضْتُهُ اللَّهَ عَلَى اعْتِمَادِ بِالطَّوْعِ لَا مَنًّا وَلَا ارْتِدَادِ إِلَّا رَجَاءَ الضِّعْفِ فِي الْيَمْعَادِ فَارْتَحِلِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ وَالْبِرُّ لَا شَكَّ فَخَيْرُ زَادٍ قَدَّمَهُ الْمَرْءُ إِلَى الْمَعَادِ. He addresses his wife in these couplets and he says, هَدَاكِ رَبِّي سُبُلَ الرَّشَادِ. May Allah guide you towards his obedience. بَيْنِي مِنَ الْحَائِطِ بِالْوَدَادِ. Oh my wife, you know very well how fond I am of these gardens of mine. فَقَدْ مَضَى قَرْضًا إِلَى التَّنَادِي. However, on the call of the Qur'an, I have given it in the path of Allah. On the call of the Qur'an, I have given it in the path of Allah. On the call of the Qur'an, he gave something that was permissible for him to keep. Today we are not being asked to give the amount that Abu Dahdah gave. But something that is contrary to the teachings of the Qur'an. And our nafs takes pleasure in it. If you find yourself taking pleasure in that bottle of wine, then on the call of Quran, abstain from it. If you find yourself taking pleasure from that money that you acquire through riba and interest, then understand the Quran announces war with that person that takes that riba. فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Nonetheless, he tells his wife, أَقْرَضْتُهُ اللَّهَ عَلَى اعْتِمَادِ بِالطَّوْعِ لَا مَنًّا وَلَا ارْتِدَادِ. My only desire is that Allah must give me Jannat, Allah must make my akhirat. فَارْتَحِلِي بِالنَّفْسِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. This garden no longer belongs to us. Leave this garden and take your children also out of this garden. We have given it on the name of Allah. Subhanallah, the woman of that time, her iman was also made. She congratulated her husband on his charity. And she also replied in couplets, بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ مِثْلُكَ أَدَّى مَا لَدَيْهِ وَنَصَحَ قَدْ مَتَّعَ اللَّهُ بِهِ عِيَالِي وَمَنَحَ بِالْعَجْوَةِ السَّوْدَاءِ وَالزَّهْدِ الْبَلَحِ وَالْعَبْدُ يَسْعَى وَلَهُ مَا قَدْ كَدَحْ وَعَلَيْهِ مَجْتَرَحَ طُولُ اللَّيَالِي. She addresses her husband and she says, بَشَّرَكَ اللَّهُ بِخَيْرٍ وَفَرَجٍ. Listen, my husband, glad tidings to you on your charity. On the call of the Quran, you gave that which you were fond of. On the day of Qiyamah, I will stand witness before Allah that you have discharged the obligations of the wealth that Allah has given you. I will stand witness. The riwayat then goes on to say, this woman's iman was made to such a level that she comes to her children, تَخْرُجُ مَا فِي أَفْوَاهِهِمَا تَنْفُذُ مَا فِي أَكْمَامِهِمَا. Whatever dates those children had in their mouths, she removes that date from the mouth. Whatever dates they had in their pockets, she removes that date from their pockets. This garden, these dates, and whatever belongs in this garden, it no more belongs to us. We have given it on the name of Allah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam watches the entire charity of the whole family of the Dahdah family. He watches the entire charity where the husband gave it. The wife come home. When he comes home, his wife acknowledges it and his wife gives him glad tidings. The children give their respective dates. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam watches this entire scene and says, "Kam min adqin radahin wa darin fayahin li abi Dahdah." Allah alone knows what palatial homes and what palaces this family will enjoy in Jannat. They sacrificed on the call of the Quran. Allah alone knows what palaces Allah will prepare for them in Jannat. So in essence, brothers, it is the desire of every believer to go towards this Jannat. And unfortunately, one of the avenues that the Prophet ﷺ has opened before us, which we have neglected very badly, is that of good character. The narration of Tirmidhi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ana za'imun bi baytin fi a'la al-janna liman hassana khuluqa." I guarantee Jannat, a house in Jannat, in the highest level of Jannat, the highest abode of Jannat. For who? Now again, let us study. We have, to some extent, we have understood the importance of physical worship. That is why we denote piety to physical worship. A man that's performing long rakats of Nafil Salah and sitting in the masjid all day, he is a pious man. According to us, yes, of course, I'm not saying he's not a pious man. But we have restricted piety to the masjid. We have restricted piety to Salah. And we have forgotten the importance of noble character in this piety and this deen of Islam. That is why we will only regard that person to be pious who sits and performs or stands and sits and performs long rakats of Nafil Salah, he is a pious man. But another man who is serving the humanity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, serving the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration of Bayhaqi, which I quoted before you, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Budala'u ummati la yadkhuluna al-jannata bi kathrati salatin wala siyamin." The abdals of my ummah will not enter Jannat because of their namaz and because of their roza. They will only enter Jannat because of the kindness that they have in their hearts. The reason they will go into Jannat is because of their noble character. We have unfortunately not understood what a great role this noble character enjoys in our deen. And likewise, how it can destroy our deen if it is absent. Bayhaqi, the narration is there, and likewise in Tirmidhi. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day told the Sahaba, I fear for you two qualities, O my Sahaba. Dabba fikum da'ul umami qablakum. I am afraid that two of the evils of the previous nations will penetrate in my ummah also. What are they, O Nabi of Allah? Al-hasad wal-baghda. Al-hasad wal-baghda. One is jealousy and one is enmity and hatred. I am afraid that these two evils will grip my nation also. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned the Sahaba and said, "Hiya al-haliqa, hiya al-haliqa, la aqulu tahliqu ash-sha'ra, walakin tahliqu ad-din." Oh my Sahaba, beware of these two evils. These two evils are like a blade; it shaves. The words of the riwayat, it shaves. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then emphatically said, "I am not saying it shaves your hair. If you have these two qualities, I'm afraid it will shave your deen. The absence of this, it will shave your deen, it will remove your piety. And the presence of this noble quality of good character," the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Man u'tiya hadhahu min ar-rifqi faqad u'tiya khayra ad-dunya wal akhirah." He who has been given a fair share of kindness and softness, tell him he has been blessed with the goodness of both the worlds. And he who is deprived from these two qualities, tell him he is deprived from the goodness of both the worlds. Study the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and study the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that emphasize on the importance of noble character. Hakim makes mention of a narration, likewise Imam Nasa'i rahimahullah has made mention of it. One day Anas radiallahu anhu says, "Kunna julusan inda Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." We were sitting in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, يَتْلُعُ الْآنَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. The next person to enter this gathering, I promise his abode in Jannah. The next person that enters this gathering, I promise he is a Jannati. Anas radiallahu anhu says, all the Sahaba anticipating the entrance of this fortunate man, one of the Ansar. فَطَلَعَ رَجُلٌ مِّنَ الْأَنصَارِ تَنْطِفُ لِحْيَتُهُ مِنْ وَضُوئِهِ قَدْ عَلَّقَ نَعْلَيْهِ بِيَدِهِ الشِّمَالِ. One of the Ansari Sahaba entered the gathering of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His beard dripping with the water of his wudu, holding his shoes in the left hands, he enters. Anas radiallahu anhu says, the gathering terminated and we all dispersed. The next day we're sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Again Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam repeats that very same sentiments. يَتْلُعُ الْآنَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. I promise Jannah to the next person entering my gathering. Anas radiallahu anhu says, that very same Ansari Sahabi, تَنْتِفُ لِحْيَتُهُ مِنْ وَضُوئِهِ, with the very same description, his beard dripping with the water of wudu, holding his shoes in his left hand, enters the gathering. Anas radiallahu anhu says, the gathering terminated, we all dispersed. The third day, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated his very same remarks. يَتْلُعُ الْآنَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ. I promise Jannah for the next person to enter my gathering. Anas radiallahu anhu says, once again, for the third time, the very same person enters the gathering. That very same Ansari Sahabi. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu, a great Sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who is known for tiring himself in salah, who is known for exerting himself in fast. In Muslim Sharif, the narration is there. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam cautioned him, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, "Oh Abdullah, you are reciting Quran too much. Cut down your recitation." Abdullah, you are reciting Quran too much. Cut down your recitation. This very same Sahabi Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiyallahu anhu says, "Inni lahaytu abi." He comes to this Ansari Sahabi whose entrance in Jannah was confirmed on the tongue of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He comes to him and he says, "Listen, my brother. إني لاحيت أبي فأقسمت عليه ألا أدخل عليه ثلاثة أيام فإن رأيت أن تأويني إلى بيتك فعلت حتى تمضي." Abdullah bin Amr bin As says, this is that man whose entrance into Jannah has been confirmed by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I need to go and investigate the private life of this man. What action is he carrying out because of which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam has confirmed his entry into Jannah? So he says, again, look at the desire of Sahaba. The desire of Sahaba. I also want Jannah. I also want forgiveness. In Hayatul Sahaba, there is a narration. One day the Ansari had some problems with their farming. So they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with this intention in mind. O Nabi of Allah, make dua. Allah must give us barakat in our farming. They enter the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nabi alayhi salam stands up and welcomes them. مرحباً بالأنصار مرحباً بالأنصار لا تسألوني شيئاً إلا أعطيتكموه ولا أسأل الله لكم شيئاً إلا أعطاني. Welcome, O my Ansar. Welcome, O my Ansar. You know, today a man takes pride that so and so welcomed me and so received me. The master of both the world stands up to welcome the Ansar. Welcome, O my Ansar. Welcome, O my Ansar. Listen, I have some glad tidings for you. Today, whatever you will ask me, I will give it to you. And whatever I will ask Allah on your behalf, Allah will give it to you. Your dua has been accepted. Ask what you want to ask. Again, because their minds were akhirat orientated, akhirat related. فَتَشَاوَرُوا فِي مَا بَيْنَهُمْ. They consulted amongst themselves and they said, listen, you came to ask for your farming, but the acceptance of your dua has been confirmed. Forget your farming. Forget your dunya, make your akhirat on this dua. Forget this world and this temporary things of this world. This dua of yours has been confirmed, make your akhirat through this dua. They all amongst themselves decide that we are going to ask Nabi alayhi salam to make dua to forgive us. They come to the gathering of Nabi alayhi salam again. O Nabi of Allah, we have decided amongst ourselves, we want you to make this dua for us. Make dua, Allah must forgive us. O Nabi of Allah, make dua, Allah must forgive us. Is that all you want, O my Ansar? Yes, O Nabi of Allah, that is all we want. All we want is the forgiveness of Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam lifted his blessed hands. اللهم اغفر للأنصار، اللهم اغفر للأنصار ولأبناء الأنصار ولأبناء أبناء الأنصار ولأزواج الأنصار ولجيران الأنصار. The dua of Nabi alayhi salam in favor of the Ansar. Oh may Allah, these Ansar have sacrificed everything for your path. Oh may Allah, I am begging you, you forgive the Ansar. Oh may Allah, you forgive the children of the Ansar. Oh may Allah, you forgive their grandchildren. Oh may Allah, you forgive their partners. Oh may Allah, you forgive their neighbors. Then Nabi alayhi salam said, لو سلك الناس واديا وسلكت الأنصار واديا لسلكت وادي الأنصار. If the people move in one direction and the Ansar move in one direction, I as the chosen prophet of Allah will opt to move with the Ansar. Nonetheless, this was the desire of the Sahaba. So Abdullah bin Amr bin Aas, that very same desire, what action is this man carrying out that Nabi alayhi salam has confirmed his entry into Jannah? Abdullah bin Amr bin Aas comes to him. He doesn't tell him, of course, I've come to see what you are doing. He says, listen, things at home are not too good. I had a bit of a problem with my dad. If you give me permission, I would appreciate it if you can give me shelter for 3 nights. The Sahabi said, you are more than welcome. Again, look at the simplicity in the lives of Sahaba. No takalluf, no formalities. You go to the man's house, listen, there's a problem at home. Can you keep me for 3 days? Such a simple life. Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu describing Sahaba in Mishkan Sharif first volume. أَقَلُّهُمْ تَكَلُّفًا أَعْمَقُهُمْ عِلْمًا. He says the Sahaba were those that had nothing like formalities. Nothing like takalluf. One Sahabi comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam inviting him for meals. Nabi alayhi salam said, with me is my wife Aisha. Can I bring her what? He says, no, Nabi of Allah, only have enough food for one. Give a man a wedding invitation, what else, his wife, and see what happens. No formalities. Bilal radiallahu anhu goes to get married. He comes to the house of his future in-laws who he intended to propose to. Listen to his CV. Look at no formalities, no takalluf. Ana Bilalun wa hadha akhi. Ana Bilalun wa hadha akhi. Abadani min al-habsha. Kunna dallain fahadana Allah. وَكُنَّا عَبْدَيْنَ فَأَعْتَقَنَ اللَّهِ إِن تُنْكِحُونَ فَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ وَإِن تَمْنَعُونَ فَاللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ. أَنَا بِلَالٌ وَهَذَا أَخِي. I am Bilal, this is my brother. What is our CV? And I have a top post in this company. What is our CV? I am Bilal, this is my brother. We have nothing fancy to say. We are two Abyssinian slaves. كُنَّا ضَالَّيْنَ فَهَدَانَ اللَّهِ. We were astray, Allah guided us. We were slaves, Allah liberated us. In tunkihuna falhamdulillah. If you give me your daughter's hand in my nikah, all praise is due to Allah. However, if you decline, my Allah is sufficient for me. No formalities. Wa in tamna'una fallahu akbar. Nonetheless, the Sahabi comes, he says, if you give me permission, I would like to stay with you for 3 days. Ansari Sahabi says, yes, you are welcome. Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu anhu says, as the time is moving at night, I'm watching this man, the time of tahajjud is moving, he's not standing up for tahajjud salah. Abdullah bin Amr bin As, dead sahabi, whose entire life was in ibadat and namaz. He says, Jannat is for him. No tahajjud in his life, what is going on? He says, the first night goes by, no tahajjud. At the time of fajr, he gets up and proceeds for fajr salah. The second night, I thought perhaps he's not well. The second night, I see again, very exact same thing, no tahajjud. Fajr time, he gets up and goes. غير أني لم أسمعه إلا يقول خيرا. He said, whenever I heard him speak, he was speaking good. He wasn't criticizing, he wasn't condemning. He wasn't running anyone down. He says, the third night I seen no tahajjud once again. Abdullah bin Amr bin As says, I could not contain myself. No tahajjud in his life. Tahajjud is a routine in my life. But the glad tidings of Jannah goes to him. What is going on? He says, I then came to him and I said, listen, alhamdulillah, I have no problems at home. Things at home are well. Everything is okay. The only reason I came to stay with you for 3 nights is, on 3 consecutive days, Nabi alayhi salam confirmed your entry into Jannah. I came to investigate what action are you carrying out that Nabi alayhi salam has promised you this high rank in Jannah. So this sahabi, again, the simplicity of sahaba, ma huwa illa ma qad ra'aita. There's nothing fancy. What you've seen, that's my life. What you've seen, that's my life. فَلَمَّا وَلَّيْتُ. Abdullah bin Amr bin As said, I was turning away and he called me. He said, if you want me to divulge my secret, and if you want me to divulge the reason why the Prophet of Allah has confirmed my entry into Jannah, he said, غَيْرَ أَنِّي لَا أَجِدُ لِأَحَدٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ حِقْدًا وَلَا حَسَدًا عَلَى خَيْرٍ أَعْطَاهُ اللَّهُ إِيَّاهُ. Listen, if you want me to tell you what is the reason Nabi alayhi salam has promised my entry into Jannah, the only thing I can tell you is my heart is free from every form of filth. My heart is free from jealousy regarding any Muslim. Abdullah bin Amr bin As said, هَذِهِ الَّذِي بَلَغَتْ بِكَ وَهِيَ الَّتِي لَا نُتِيقُ. Listen, this is what gives you the high rank in Jannah. And unfortunately, this is what we are unable to do. This is what gives you this high rank in Jannah. It was not his namaz. It was not his charity. It was his good character and his clean heart. The cleanliness of his heart which gave him that high abode in Jannah. I leave you with one final narration. Ibn Abi Dunya and Tabarani make mention of the narration. Anas radiallahu anhu says, we were sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I seen Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam started smiling. So I asked him, ma yudhikuka ya Rasulallah? O Nabi of Allah, what makes you smile? He said, الرجلان من أمتي جثيا بين يدي رب العزة. Umar, I am actually watching a sight that is to take place on the day of Qiyamah. What is it, O Nabi of Allah? Nabi alayhi salam says, two servants of Allah will be kneeling before Allah on the day of Qiyamah. And one will say, Ya Rabbi, خذ لي مظلمتي من أخي. Oh Allah, here is my brother. He usurped my rights in this world. In the dunya, he usurped my rights. He did not pay my money. He physically abused me. He criticized me. He condemned me. I now want his good deeds as you have promised me, O Allah. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, then Allah will tell this person that is demanding the good of his brother, Allah will tell him, okay, leave your brother one moment. Leave him for a minute. Look to your right. What do you see? He will look to his right. He will say, أَرَى قُصُورًا مِّن ذَهَبْ وَمَدَائِنَ مِّن ذَهَبْ مُكَلَّلَةً بِاللُّؤْلُؤْ لأي نبي هذا أو لأي شهيد هذا أو لأي صديق هذا. Oh my Allah, I can see the gardens of Jannah. I can see the rivers of Jannah. I can see the palaces of Jannah. For which Nabi have you prepared this? For which shaheed have you designated that? Allah will say, it is not exclusive to any Nabi or any shaheed. لمن أعطى الثمن. It is for that person that can pay the price. It is for that person that can pay the price. قال ومن يملك ذلك. He will say, oh Allah, who can pay the price? Allah will tell him, you can pay the price. He will say, oh Allah, me, I have nothing to my account. I have no good deeds. I want my brother's good deeds. Allah will tell him, عفواً لأخيك. عفواً لأخيك. Forgive your brother and all what you see is yours. Forgive your brother and all what you see is yours. Nabi alayhi salam then told the Sahaba, اتقوا الله وأصلحوا ذات بينكم. Fear Allah and reconcile amongst one another. For this is such a noble deed that Allah will reconcile between His bondsmen on the day of Qiyamah. Clean your heart. Help your Muslim brother. This is the deen that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come with. Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in the masjid. One person enters the gathering. This person enters the masjid. Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in i'tikaf. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in i'tikaf. This person enters very worried. Abdullah bin Abbas says, Mali araka mutahayyir al-lawn. What's wrong? You're looking very worried. What's the problem? This person says, Lifulanin alayya haqqun la aqdiru alayh. We'll end in 2 minutes, inshallah. Lifulanin alayya haqqun la aqdiru alayh. So and so, I am owing so and so money. I am unable to pay him. Abdullah bin Abbas said, you want me to go and talk to him? Perhaps he can give you better terms. This person said, oh, Abdullah bin Abbas, if you go and talk, I will appreciate it. If you put a word in for me, I will appreciate it. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhu is sitting in i'tikaf. He's sitting in i'tikaf. Hakim has made mention of this riwayat. It's a sahih riwayat. He's sitting in i'tikaf. He leaves his nafil i'tikaf to go and speak to that man. So while leaving the masjid, this person tells him, Anasita ma kunta fi. Abdullah bin Abbas, you are leaving your i'tikaf to go and speak to the man. Have you forgotten you are in i'tikaf? How can you leave your i'tikaf? Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhuma said, I have not forgotten that I am in i'tikaf. I do remember that I am in i'tikaf. Then he bursts out into tears and he says, Wal ahdu qareebun. The time of the demise of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is not very far. Inni sami'tu sahiba hadha al-qabri yaqul. He points to the blessed grave of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he says, the time which I have heard this hadith is very close. مَنْ مَشَى فِي حَاجَةِ أَخِيهِ وَبَلَغَ فِيهَا كَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ مِنْ اِعْتِكَافِ عَشْرِ سِنِينَ وَمَنْ اِعْتَكَفَ يَوْمًا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ بَعَدَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ أَبْعَدَ مَا بَيْنَ الْخَنَادِقَيْنِ بَعَدَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ ثَلَاثَةَ خَنَادِقِ أو كما قال. He says that I was sitting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and I heard Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam saying, that person, man masha fi hajati akhi, he who walks to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, and Allah blesses him with the ability of fulfilling it, tell him those steps of his are more beloved to Allah than the nafil i'tikaf of 10 years. He who walks to fulfill the need of his Muslim brother, tell him those steps of his are more beloved to Allah than the nafil i'tikaf of 10 years. And don't trivialize the virtue of i'tikaf. وَمَنْ اِعْتَكَفَ يَوْمًا ابْتِغَاءَ وَجْهِ اللَّهِ. And he who sits one day in i'tikaf, Allah will distance him from Jahannam 3 trenches. One trench is the distance between the heavens and the earth. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the noble character that the Quran has repeatedly commanded us to inculcate. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with the character of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. The poet said, فرصت زندگی کم ہے محبتوں کے لیے لاتے ہیں کہاں سے وقت لوگ نفرتوں کے لیے. He says, life is so short, there isn't enough time to love. I don't know where people find time to hate. Life is so short, there isn't enough time to love. I don't know where people find time to hate. May Allah Ta'ala inspire us with noble character. And let us make this intention that daily we will try, inshallah, at least to please one person. Make a target of a minimum one person to make him happy. Allah inspire one and all.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.